Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Bikurim Daf Chaf, and we're starting by the sixth line with the words Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Imi, and the Vilna source daf it's on Yod Amud Aleph, about halfway between the beginning of the Amud and Halacha Hey. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe Hurtnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Yesterday we had learned the Mishnah Shitas from Gamaliel is that an Esrog, even though it's like an Elon, it's like a fruit in certain aspects, it's like a vegetable in regards to its Maaser determination. Namely, we go Basar Lakita that whatever year the Esrog is picked in, that's its year of determination of Maaser. So we continue with this Rabbi Yirmiyahu quotes Rabbi Imi who says Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Simon says Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Ben Levi Hakomai. Then everyone agrees Rosh Hashanah Shalai B'Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, that the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog is on the 15th of Shvat, which is what we call Tu B'Shvat. So we know the ones not allowed to take Maaser from produce of one year on the other. Now vegetables year of Maaser is Rosh Hashanah, like the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishrei when we blow Shofar. Now even though as we just said in Esrog's year of Maaser is Basar Lakita like a vegetable, the Rosh Hashanah which determines what's considered old or new is Tu B'Shvat, and that's like a fruit. Namely, it's only if the Esrog is picked after Tu B'Shvat do we say that that's its year of determination of Maaser. Now the Gemara just asks a question in regards to fruit in general that we say it's Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Yechanan Shal Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Yechanan asks Rabbi Yenison, Kesedin Shal Shanim, or Kesedin Shal Tkufais. Do we follow the order of the years? Meaning, do we just follow Tu B'Shvat whenever it comes out in the year, and that's when Rosh Hashanah of fruits is, or do we go like the Seder of Tkufais? Now Tkufais regarding a season, and we know there's four Tkufais Hachama, four Tkufais of the sun, and these generally begin around the equinox and the solstice, and they're not based off of the lunar calendar rather than the solar calendar. And so maybe we say that Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos is 45 days into Tkufas Teves, and it's not Dafka Tu B'Shvat. Zar Malay, Rabbi Yonasan responds, Rabbi Yechanan, Kesedin Shal Shanim, we follow the order of the years, meaning we follow the lunar calendar, we just go based off of what the month is, Vafilu Shanim Uberes, even if it's a leap year, namely in a leap year, Adar Rishon is when Shvat usually is, because it's the second to last month of the year. As we're saying, don't think that Rosh Hashanah V'Ilanos is on the 15th of Adar Rishon, rather we follow the month which is named Shvat, no matter when that falls out, if it happens to be earlier on or later, it doesn't make a difference, we just follow Tu B'Shvat. Now the Gemara tells us, Maaser Rabbi Akiva, there's a story with Rabbi Akiva, Shalok at Esrog, he picked an Esrog, it's not really referring to one Esrog, it's multiple Esrogim, V'nag all of Chomer Beishamai and Chomer Beis Hillel, and he kept the Chomers of both Beishamai and Beis Hillel. There's Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel, when the Rosh Hashanah of trees is. Beis Hillel holds it's Tu B'Shvat, whereas Beishamai holds it's the first of Shvat. So he picked an Esrog on the first of Shvat, and he was Machmir in both. According to Beishamai, that's considered like a new year, but according to Beis Hillel, it's still an old year, and this was in between the second and third years, so he separated Maaser Sheni, according to Shitas Beis Hillel, that it's the second year, but he also separated Maaser Ani, according to Shitas Beishamai, that it's the new year, it's the third one. However, the Gemara asks, Lomali Esrog, why are we saying Dafka that he picked Esrogim, Afilu Sharkal Elon? This should be in regards to even all trees, because this Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel is not about Esrogim Dafka, it's about all fruit. But over here, we emphasize Rabbi Akiva picked Esrogim. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva did something unique regarding Esrogim that wouldn't necessarily apply to other trees. And so it must be that we're missing something over here. And on that, the Gemara tells us, Tani, we should really teach as follows, Kachomi Rabbi Gamliel, Kachomi Rabbi Lezer. He's Machlok Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, which is our Mishnah. As we had said at the beginning of today, Rabbi Gamliel holds that B'Shas L'Kitasi Yisroi, the year that an Esrog is picked, that's its year of determination of Maaser. Whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, it's just treated like a regular fruit, which goes Basar Chanata when it blossomed and not when it was picked. As we use Machmir like both of them, he took off two different Maaseres because we were dealing with two different years. And this would only apply to an Esrog and not to other trees. The Gemara Chafam Beis on top asks, how is this possible? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer, Loimin Beis Hillel, Inun Havu, weren't Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer both Hamidim of Beis Hillel? And so the fact that we're dealing with an Esrog shouldn't change anything. They hold that the Rosh Hashanah of the Esrog is the same exact date, which is Tu B'Shvat, and so there would be no reason for Rabbi Akiva to take off two separate Maaseres, even if he's being Machmir like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. So on Rabbi Yisrael Rabboni, he answers, Tifter, we could explain as follows, B'Shechonat Koidim L'Tu B'Shvat Shel Shnia, it's somewhere where this Esrog blossomed by Tu B'Shvat of the second year, meaning it blossomed in the second year, where if we go Basar Chanota, it would be Chayiv in Maaser Sheni. However, Nichas HaShlishes, it now went into the third year, and if we go Basar Lakita, it's Chayiv in Maaser Ani, and not Maaser Sheni. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Altat Rabbi Gamliel, Kontra Rabbi Gamliel, Yisroi Ani. It would need Maaser Ani. Altat Rabbi Lezer, Kontra Rabbi Lezer, Yisroi Sheni. It would need Maaser Sheni. And that's how we could say that he was Machber according to both of them. The question is, how is he able to give off two of these opposing Maaseres from the same exact fruit? That doesn't make sense. It's either Chayiv in Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni. He can't separate both of them. And so the Gemara answers, Ma'asaloi, what did he do? Karashem with Maaser Sheni Shabai. He was Karashem, which means he designated the Maaser Sheni in this Esrog first, and Upadayoi. Then he was Paid to that Kedusha on Tamani, turning the Esrog into one that does not have Maaser Sheni in it. And then, Vinoisel Ani, he gave it to an Ani, so he fulfilled both of them. And on Talachai, we continue comparing and contrasting certain things. The Mishnah tells us, Dam Halche Shtayim, blood that comes from those that walk on two, which is referring to people, because they walk on two legs. Shavla Dam Behema, it's compared to blood of an animal, Lahakshas Zraim, that it's Machshir Zraim. We've had this concept of Hechshir Eichlim many times before, that when some sort of food, over here we're talking about Zraim, seeds, become wet with one of the seven halachic liquids, they now are susceptible to Mekabel Toma, that's called Hechshir L'Kabel Toma, and we know that blood is one of the seven halachic liquids, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that human blood is just like animal blood, in that it's going to be machshir zrayim. Even though there's no iser d'oraisa of eating human blood, and there is an iser d'oraisa of eating animal blood, they still are compared in the fact that they're machshir zrayim. Now the Mishnah tells us that human blood is like dam hasharetz that ain't chayav on all of, one is not going to be chayav on it. Now the Gemara clarifies, Rabba quotes Rav Huno says b'shem Rav im hisrubai like it. If somebody was warned about eating dam sharetz, he is going to get malkes. Ask more how you say that. But Tanin Mishnah says dam sharetz ain't chayav on all of. A person is not chayav for dam sharetz. So Rav Bahi answers ain't chayav on all of kares. A person is not chayav kares for eating dam sharetz, but he will get malkes. Ask more how could we say this? But Tanin, we have a brass that tells us, and here's the proper girsa, yotza dam halchishtaim, that human blood is excluded, shame by tomakala, that it doesn't have tomakala applied to it, meaning there's no din of tomas oichlin, human blood can't be metame food, and that's what we're calling tomakala. And also we exclude dam hasharetz, blood from a sharetz, she'ein by tomachamura, that doesn't have tomachamura, meaning it's not metame b'masa. And this brass was showing how dam from a person and dam from a sharetz is not like animal blood, and so this shit tells us there's no chiyuv whatsoever, not just regarding kares. So Amar Chibarata, he answers, you're right. In regards to a lav of eating blood, there's actually no such lav by dam sharetz. That's only said if he was warned, don't eat blood. If he eats the blood, he's not going to be chayiv for eating blood. Avalam hisru bai mishum sheketz like. But if they warned him, don't eat this blood because it's sheketz, it's like eating the sheretz itself, then he'll get malchus because we know that dam sheretz is like the guf of the sheretz, and that's the reason why he's going to get malchus. Again, not because he ate blood, but because it's like he ate the sheretz itself. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another halacha comparing and contrasting certain things. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.